Thank you. butyric fermentation. And I'm going to tune.
CITR. Hello. Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Totally can hear you.
Awesome. Thanks for coming out. Do you want to introduce yourself for the listeners out there in Radioland?
My name is Dave. I play guitar, and from time to time I sing.
Oh, right. I guess there's no mics in here. There is a mic. Somewhere? Oh, there was like, okay, talking to the mic.
I'm going to repeat that transmission. My name is Dave. I play guitar and sing from time to time.
My name is Earl. I play bass, and sometimes I switch off with Riley on the drums there, who will introduce himself next.
I'm supposed to say my name. This is Riley on drums, and I, as Earl, switch off on bass sometimes.
Oh, very nice. You're 7, 9, and 10s. I haven't seen you guys played this band played in, I don't know, like a year and a half, at least, probably. What's new? What can you say? What's been happening with the band these days?
Lots.
Yeah, we since the last time you saw us, which I think was Shindig, which was awesome, by the way. We took on a couple members, lost a couple members, and the long and the short of it is we've done a full length record.
Very nice.
That we're really, really happy with, and that's where we're at now.
Right. Do you want to talk a bit about the new members or how that came about?
Oh, for sure, for sure. The newest member would be Riley there on the drums, and he's been with us for about a year and a half. Basically, it's been myself, Dave, and Earl for about 3 years. So we've kind of recognized that we're the nucleus of the band here, and then...
He just stole my adjective. I want to... Sorry, noun.
Yeah, and I guess between him and I, we're very creatively like-minded, so we just kind of, we've gone from there, and we picked up Riley, and we've been going full steam ever since.
I guess that would make me an electron of the band, eh?
He's an electron, all right.
Very nice. So there's a new record, and this is with Riley, or with...
Yeah, Riley played on this one. We did it last February 2011 at the factory with our buddy Hayes. So yeah, Riley definitely played on the whole thing.
Right. Can you tell me more about the record? How many songs and how long did it take?
Oh, it took a while. We recorded it over like an 11-month period. There's 11 songs on it. We've been kind of picking away at it for quite some time, but we're excited and happy about it. Wouldn't even describe it, I don't think.
Yeah, I have to say, we're Earl here, by the way. working with Hayes has been really awesome. He's... he is surprisingly really attuned to our like esoteric needs, so basically putting together the album under his guidance was a lot of fun, and we basically had a blast the entire time. We got to use the big room at the factory, which is beautiful to record in. My God.
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate to have recorded with an engineer who sort of shares our sick and twisted brand of humor.
Okay, tell us more about this big room. So it just
it's basically
good nice gears, or they have good...
Yeah, the gear there was exceptional. Basically, probably, if this band uses better gear in our quote-unquote career, I'll be surprised. It was such a... Basically, the main engineer that works at the factory was on vacation, so we were able to get in there at a really good rate and use this like world-class facility. Came out with an awesome record, so it was really, really...
Was it Limlifter that recorded there?
I was going to ask you who has recorded there.
Limlifter, the In Out record was done there. I don't want to say anything about their music, but Billy Talent did a couple records there. Simple Plan did a record there. Gob did.
Yeah, nice.
Stuff I like when I was like 16.
Well, it used to be Little Mountain Studios too. So there's, I mean, it's right, technically right. Not the same thing going on there, but there's, as far as the actual building itself, there's quite the storied past going on there. And a little fun fact, back when it was Little Mountain, the little Skytrain, one of those things that was recorded there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a little fun fact for you.
That's a good fact, actually. But do they actually have like the albums that they recorded on the walls?
Yeah, they
stuff?
Definitely do. Like the Limlifter record is hanging on the wall along with Simple Plan and Gob, and there's a whole bunch that have been done there. It's quite entertaining.
Right. What sort of entertainment do they have in between? Because a lot of the studios have things for you to do maybe while you relax or something.
Our entertainment was making sure our gear was in order and working. But at the same time, yeah, they had like a PlayStation, I think. Oh, they had the studio that we're at the most has a 8-bit Nintendo, which we love.
I think one of the things we spent the most time doing over that recording session in the big room was watching a lot of campy Nicolas Cage movies. And that was a lot of fun. Like, The Wicker Man was pretty much repeat the entire time.
What was it? Was it? Was there a collection of Nicolas Cage movies, or did you just bring them? You brought them to there?
We brought them.
You brought them? Have you guys seen, you guys watch Conan O'Brien at all?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know, he does this thing where instead of having what states of emergency, like DEFCON, like in the States, instead of... Like threat level, terrorist threat levels, instead of like the colors, it's like Nicolas Cage movies. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense now that I said it, but if you guys want to Google like Nicolas Cage terror levels, Conan, it's hilarious.
Well, have you seen all the like really bad Nicolas Cage movies? And I mean, hey, he's done actually a couple of good ones, but he's done some really bad casting calls, and if you've seen them, the terror level, threat level thing makes a lot of sense.
It's hilarious. You have to see it for the people listening out there. Just go on Google or YouTube or something. But anyways, going back to the band, what's the name of the album?
It is called Habitat 67.
Is there a theme? What's the theme to the...
I knew this question was going to come up, so I tried to think of an answer. basically, Earl came up with it. I'm going to let him explain it because he'll do it better than me, but I'm really happy with the title.
I found it... I don't even remember how. I think it was actually like... it was like a Reddit post or something. And
Reddit post.
I saw the... never mind. Don't worry about it.
I know what that is.
Okay.
Sorry.
I found it on there, and it's like this neat kind of architectural thing that was built for Expo 87 in Montreal. And I don't know. I thought it was a really neat name. It kind of, to me, it conjures up like images of extraterrestrial laboratory on like some distant moon or something. But actually, I was talking to my parents about it. I was like, yeah, we decided to name it Habitat 67. And my dad gave me this guffaw and told me about how leaky the condos there were and how they're overpriced and everything. And because he's actually from, like, Montreal. So, yeah, it was apparently ill-chosen. But I still like the name.
Yeah. That's fair. That sounds good. No, yeah. Sounds good to me. Is it actually out? Where do you get this record?
It's coming out in about a month's time. There is a digital company in the States called BFM that's going to put it out for us online. And then for the physical product, I think it's just going to be us making the jackets and stuff in my apartment. But maybe hopefully we'll get it pressed, because having it on vinyl would be good. Yeah. So to answer that question, we're going to have it out in like a month.
Yeah. Are you guys planning some kind of show to go along with it?
We're going to do one at the railway, I think. Our railway is like our favorite place to play, so I think we're going to try and do a release there.
Okay, that's to be announced.
And then hopefully a winter tour.
Okay, awesome. Whereabouts, you thinking?
We're still sort of deciding. I think U.S., West Coast possibly. It seems kind of impractical to be touring across this great nation of ours in the wintertime.
Yeah, but it's fun. Now you can put your name on the history of bands get stranded in the middle of, like Portage-la-Prairie.
Oh, I love that you referenced the Manitoba.
I'm from Manitoba. Yeah. But that sounds like a good idea. Like, do you guys have careers and jobs that allows you to take a long break from, or are you just going to pretend you're sick
for a
month?
Not exactly right now, but.
Yeah, all right.
We're pretty lucky that we get to, basically all I do is write and play music, so I'm pretty lucky. But back to the fact that you're from Manitoba, are you excited about the Jets?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
How do you feel about the squad so far?
It's good. I like the logo. It's maybe too military for me.
Really?
That's what I keep reading. It's very interesting.
Really? It's just I don't know. Like, I feel like if you were to wear that, if for those that don't know, it's like a plane. It's like a CF-18 on it. It's kind of like, what if I don't agree with the current? It's almost like you're wearing the Canadian Air Force flag, which sometimes it could be good, but you don't always agree with the policies all times. But anyway,
the weaker thens didn't like it.
Yeah.
I read that.
John's case. Basically said exactly the same thing. Yeah, that's true. No, I might have. Yeah. Anyways, I'm into the old stuff. Anyway, so I don't know. I always like vintage nostalgia. I don't think any logo would really impress me. Right.
The old Jets and the Whale. The Hartford Whalers logo was also gorgeous.
Yeah.
Hey, we're lucky they're even named the Jets.
Yeah, I know, exactly, yeah. At least it's called the Winnipeg Jets, so it's all good. But actually, let's go back to the music. We have about like 18 minutes or so. You guys want to play a few more songs?
For sure.
And thanks. 7, 9, and 10s on CITR.
This next number is called The Watch That Ends the Night. Probably our last song. It's brand new. It's called Two More Astronauts, not to be confused with any CanCon from the 90s. None whatsoever. Not Moist. Not the Barstool Prophets. or glue leg.
Go for it.
9s and 10s on CITR. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us, Ben. It was a wonderful time.
Thanks for coming. Your album comes out in a month. Do you guys have a website that people can drop by on the internet?
Yeah, 7, 9s, and 10s. All, so it's like number 7, number 9, S.
Sand.
Okay.
Sand, 10.
So it's, oh wow. So it's like, okay. So 7, 9, S, and an A N D.
10, 10, S.
You got it.
Exactly.
.com.
.com. Yeah.
.com, yeah. That's awesome. And there's like sample stuff on there and all that.
Oh,
yeah, definitely.
Links to all of our like to Bandcamp and MySpace and yada yada.
Excellent. 7, 9s, and 10s. Thanks for playing. And coming up next, Ochre with Funk My Life. And thanks, Evan and Irene, for being around for sound. And yeah. Enjoy.
Signing off. Thank you.
Signing off.
I wanna find me a whole new world, a whole new world at the edge of the earth. I want a place no one has been, and I wanna get there first. I wanna follow the fish in the sea, the fish in the sea, the first to last. I want a place named after me. Is that too much to ask?
Vancouver. Oh, I cannot hear myself in the microphone, in the ear headphones. There we go. You are now listening to CITR's one of CITR's Funk and Soul shows. This is Funk My Life. This is a remix soul and, well, basically everything under the funk umbrella. Got a lot of big news tonight, and And but I feel like saving it because we have a solid set of music. I've had 2 gigs before this, so I've played more than I think about 8 hours of music today already. So I don't have a properly built out set, so we're going to improvise, and that's okay because we have amazing music tonight. We're gonna start things off with a track called Overnight Star, which is a mashup by Floster Jamis between Twista's Overnight Celebrity and Sigur Rós, but I forget the song name now. Big news tomorrow, we're having a dance party at the Pit. It's the Funk My Life launch party. We'll talk more about that as there are other events that are going on that are big, big, big news. So here we're going to start things off with Overnight Star.
From Pope Pippin to popping tags.
If
from
I could
champions hit. To slow jamming.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, we can even make you an overnight celebrity. Know what I'm saying?
Why don't we play something these pros are like? Drive which I know they like. Twister, you told a ride.
I can make you a celebrity overnight.
Give you ice like Kobe, right? We sort of like Goldie, right? The way we motor ride.
I can make you a celebrity overnight. Girl, I see you in the map of my objection. Chill out on your back, I wanna know your name. Girl, I'm just about to blow your brains. Put you in the chameleon Ovo range. Still sexy when you smoke that brain. Jerking like a chicken when you throw that thing. She got me hotter than the oven the way that she talk. Switching the face, so I'm loving the way that she walk. You look good, girl, you wanna be a picture. Listen to me, I see your career going sky high. Taking you home to the crib in the shot. And every time I see your thighs, I cry when I drive by. Watching you, you're being real. Got the fellas on some Johnny Gill face. Screaming my, 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 my. Walking the cover with the dumbest of the dog. Kicking it on the couch, you're running with the car. I can see your beauty on the big screen.
Like Kobe, right? The way we motor ride.
I made you a celebrity, yo, I'm